Hi, Andrew Middleton here, and welcome to the Learning, Teaching and Assessment in Higher Education podcast from Sheffield Hallam University. And today I've spoken with Nikki Joyner, who is the executive for academic affairs in our students' union. I was asking her about what her job entailed, who she met with and how she worked, and what her plans were for the year that she has in post. How did you get to be where you are in academic affairs at the Students' Union?
I was on a four-year course but within Hallam, and I was a student rep in my first year. Was a volunteer at the Students' Union in Hallam volunteering, and a student rep in my second year. Went away for placement, and whilst I was away on placement, they came up with the fantastic new rep role of faculty rep. So in my final year, I was a volunteer project leader, student rep and a faculty rep, and I sat on a committee called the Academic Affairs Standing Committee, which is a union committee that kind of gives steer to my role, but also kind of has an effect, and we're consultated on different things within the university, and then kind of thought, oh, wouldn't mind doing the role of my role this year, and stood for election and was elected in March.
So you've graduated?
Yeah.
And it sounds as though if you were doing all that, did you actually get around to doing any academic work yourself when you were a student?
Yes. Well, I graduated with a 2-1. 1% off a first, so annoyed.
Great. So what actually is your role now?
Okay. The role of the Academic Affairs Executive in the Students' Union is to take the lead on any academic issue within the union. So I have responsibility for student reps, so supporting student reps, organising the student rep training. So for 3 weeks in October, November, we train 850 student reps a year. We support all of those reps through our Blackboard site and also various outreach programmes and things that we do. I also have kind of lots of meetings to go to with the university, so I have about a billion meetings a week that I get that I go to, sometimes with other students, but other times I am the sole voice of students in a lot of meetings, which can be difficult. But also as an executive member of the trust of the union, you're also a trustee, so you're IX, the budget controller, and a trustee of the students' union, so I oversee all the monetary things as well.
So without you, the university is going to fall apart. It sounds like a really full-time job.
Yeah, you could say that.
Yeah. But you enjoy it?
Yeah, it's really, really enjoyable. And I'm getting a lot out of it in terms of personal development as well, because I went on placement, and the one thing that was said of me was that I couldn't self-manage, and this year I have to self-manage because I don't have a manager. So it's a really steep learning curve for me, but I think kind of development-wise and in the future it'll really kind of benefit me.
There's a lot of responsibility in this job. How does that actually compare to the placement you had?
It doesn't really. My placement was with the RAF, and I was training, so that kind of student rep training thing is quite useful. But I was training kind of quite high up officers, senior ranking officers, on a computer system. The kind of skills that I learnt kind of dealing with high up ranking people has come in useful in my job, but in terms of responsibility, if someone was to sue the Students' Union, they don't sue Hallam Union, they sue me and my other four executives, so it's a big responsibility that you have to think about when you're running for election.
And did you think about that too much? I mean, you obviously wanted to do it, didn't you?
Yeah.
Great. Okay, so let's look at what you're trying to do this year. What are the key objectives that you sort of set out?
I wanted to do things within the university as well as the Students' Union. I wanted to improve the union's use of technology. I work in a team that's organising a conference for Girl Guiding UK, so Girl Guides, and we're from all over the country, and it's a virtual team I'm working in. And we have so many placement students, or students away on placement or work-based learning, and yet the union can't include them in their structures, their meeting structures and their consultation structures, because it's so focused on getting bums on seats. So one of the things I'm doing this year is looking into the possibility of using kind of technology and virtual teams to kind of help our representation And also our elections. We've never had online elections yet, and this is something that I've been researching into to try and get away from you have to kind of making people come to you and getting us to try and go to them a bit more. Within the university, I'm looking specifically at assessment, because obviously there's a massive drive within the university this year at assessment, so I'm kind of involved in the regulations review, and I'm the lead on the student consultation. We're also looking at student involvement and creating, we've created guidelines and principles on how to involve students in different things. And just kind of supporting the work that the university is doing, making sure that if they want students involved, that it's meaningful to the students as well as the university.
So you're obviously into technology and
yes.
innovation and all that sort of thing. So we've worked together on the games design a wee bit recently, but I've also noticed you're in Facebook,
yeah.
and I think you invited sent an invite to me.
Yeah.
But how important is social networking amongst other students at the moment, and these sort of new web-based technologies?
I think they're really important. I've kept in contact with people that I know now are on placement, and it's the only way that they can keep updated. I was on placement for a year, and when I left, we were in schools in the university, and when I came back, we were in faculties. So there's a major change, and no one, well, I knew about it, but most students didn't. So I try and keep in contact with students that way and let them have a kind of say in things. But also, for kind of disabled students or mature students, postgrad students that can't always get into the university, I think it's useful because... you know, you don't have to, it's quite easy to kind of think about what you're saying before you actually say it, which is quite useful. And it means that you can network with people you might not ordinarily network with.
It's a very interesting area, and one in the LTI that we really need to pay attention to and are doing quite a lot of work on. But it's very hard, I think, to gauge how many people are up to speed with a lot
yeah.
of the new opportunities. And I mean, I don't know what your feeling is in terms of being able to mainstream some of the techniques like the equivalents of Facebook or other social networks within a university. Have you got any thoughts about whether we should be doing more?
Well, we started with MySpace. The union started with MySpace last year, and we currently have 600 people who are kind of our friends, as it were.
Mm-hmm.
And we've actually found, because we had a website redone, basically that's basically turning more of a kind of a front-facing thing to external people can go and have a look at it. And it is used by some students, but especially prospective students, they use it a little bit more. But we found that once people are at university, that they use these MySpace, Facebook kind of things.
Mm-hmm.
And I think for some people, it's actually easier than using our current virtual learning environment because they can see the connection. So I think something that people are already familiar with in terms of using Blackboard and maybe updating Blackboard to look similar to that, because a lot of people as well see if they've got a course, unless the course leader enables them to see everybody who's on that course, you have no idea. You only know your seminar group. And I think it would kind of, one of the things that students are always saying is there's no sense of community at university. I don't know who goes to university. We don't know who are members of the Students' Union. All I know is those that are active. And I think it would be useful for students to kind of get that sense of community, to kind of bring it into the university, more
mm-hmm.
of a kind of online. It might be online, but it's still kind of a sense of kind of community that way.
Yes, there do seem to be very powerful sort of senses of community in those sort of technologies. So apart from technology-related issues, what other things are high on your agenda?
Assessment, obviously. Communication, because the way the union communicates with students, the way students communicate with students, and the way the university communicates with students as well, because I think sometimes there is a misconception that students don't want email, or students don't check the email, or they don't, you know, that a letter will do. And I think looking at how students want to be communicated with. I know from talking to lots of my student reps that they do check their email. They might not check it as often as the university wants them to, but they prefer using Blackboard. I was at a student meeting today and they were saying they don't, that a certain module doesn't use Blackboard, and they find that really frustrating. So making sure that Blackboard's kept up to date,
mm-hmm.
and that kind of thing. And I know other people are kind of trialling the idea of using text messages. That seems quite useful as well. But I think obviously it's horses for courses, because some people don't like email. And
that is one of the problems with communication, isn't it? Everyone's got their own preference. And this is, again, just going back a step, this is where some of the social networking tools start to get really interesting, because they tend to be a wee bit more flexible than some of the things we're used to.
Yeah.
So how do you actually go about working with staff at the university? What sort of environments do you meet staff in?
Kind of a wide-ranging thing. I go to a lot of formal meetings, so all the way from academic board all the way down to just random staff-student committee meetings that people, students have emailed me and said, I don't want to go to this on my own, I'm a bit nervous. And sometimes it's kind of, I'm in a lot of working groups, so student involvement, project working group and that kind of thing, but also workshops and conferences. So we go and run sessions, or sometimes we just go and kind of participate in different things. So kind of a variety, which is quite useful, because sometimes meetings aren't as useful as you might think they are, and I think mixing it all up kind of really, really helps.
Okay, great. And in terms of everything else that's happening at the Students' Union at the moment, is there anything else that outside of your own area that perhaps people would be interested to hear about?
Well, we're currently trying to get a space for our radio station. We got moved from Adset Centre because of the renewal and everything. So currently our radio station have nowhere to broadcast. And we've been trying to find somewhere for them to broadcast from, and the search has kind of made a blank, so we're thinking of podcasting.
Right.
So that's maybe
that's
a
timely
possibility.
Then, isn't it?
Yes. And I think we're working on a communication strategy, but also trying to maybe move ourselves from, because we're quite city-focused. I think a lot of the time the university is quite city-focused, that's how it feels. So we're having a massive week, 5th of February, that week. We're all at collegiate, and we're having a massive collegiate week to try and kind of communicate with and involve students from collegiate and make them realise that we do care about them. We're doing work on that, and I think we're really liking the fact that we're so involved in the university, sometimes too involved, because we get to so many meetings, but I think a lot of the things that we do kind of overlap with a lot of things the university do, and sometimes it might be nice to join up a little bit more on different ideas.
Right, well, thanks very much, Nikki, for this chat.
Thank you.
Thanks very much to Nikki Joyner of the Students' Union for joining me for that conversation. If you have any ideas you'd like to discuss in this podcast, please do contact me. You can email me at lta-podcast@shu.ac.uk. If you'd like to find out more about what has been discussed, you can go to the show notes website, which is http://ltapodcast.blogspot.com. Thank you for joining me.